Hello and welcome back to my podcast, The Style Stories. I'm Lisa Gilby. I'm a personal stylist based in London. And today I'm talking to one of my clients. So I thought, you know, I've spoken to business people, I've spoken to friends. It's time to speak to an actual real life client. So my client is Heather Smith. She's a global account manager for LinkedIn. So like many of my clients, she's got a really big job. She's very senior. She's at the top of her game. And she came to me, how many years ago, Heather?
It was summer 2014. Oh, so it's goodness. 5 years ago.
5 years ago. And I just thought, and we've been shopping, you know,
regularly,
a couple of times a year since, doing each season, spring, summer, autumn, winter. And I just wanted to have a chat with her today about, you know, why she came to me in the first place and the benefits of it and that kind of thing. So can we go back to the beginning, Heather? What was the reason that you first contacted me?
Yeah, so at the time, it was just before, it was about 3-4 months before my 40th birthday. And it was a big thing for me. I was conscious about turning 40. I'd lost weight. I'd lost quite a bit of weight, actually. So I was really proud of that. And I wanted a bit of an image revamp, because I felt like my image was a bit tired and dull, and I was conscious of turning 40 and I wanted to look the best I could look around my 40th. So I did my research online and I rang Lisa and I thought, this sounds great. I went for a wardrobe edit, first of all, and my colour analysis. And then followed probably about 2-3 weeks later by an actual shopping expedition. So that was the reason I did it. It was really a treat for having lost weight and knowing that I wanted a bit of an image rehaul as a consequence of nearing my 40th.
So why do you think you thought you needed an image overhaul? Did you feel a bit bored? I felt like in a rut.
And whilst I knew I could always look better than I did, and I feel like I was always, you know, wearing very samey outfits. You know, I was always kind of head to toe black.
I remember you had loads of black when I did the wardrobe edit.
Always in black, everything in black. And whilst I enjoy shopping, you know, I'm not one of these people who hates shopping. If I'm in the mood for it, I really love shopping. But I don't think I've never thought that I'm particularly good or creative at putting outfits together, ever. You know, it's not, some women would say, or some people would say, that they don't like shopping. I do, but I'm just not very good at it.
Do you feel overwhelmed when you go in the shops?
I just think I'm a little bit, I just kind of meander.
Wander around aimlessly.
I just drift. I don't really have much purpose, and I don't have the imagination, I guess, to try new things or different things, you know.
So you stick to within your comfort zone.
Yeah, so hence why it was probably a wardrobe full of black.
Well, the thing is, I remember we chucked loads of stuff out, didn't we?
Yeah, it was brutal. I mean, I hardly had anything to wear for about 3 weeks.
In between. You have to be brutal, though.
I think I was wearing, for work, I think I had the choice of 2 outfits for that period between the wardrobe edit.
Shopping became urgent, didn't it?
It was brutal, but it was cathartic at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was up for it. You know, that's what I wanted. I didn't want somebody standing in front of me telling me I looked great, you know, when I didn't.
Right. So, had you tried any personal shopping before?
Never.
I don't know if you had. No, so that was the first time. So we cleared loads of stuff out. We went shopping, didn't we?
I'd never done anything like that. And I'd never had my colours done either. I think I always associated having my colour analysis as being very 80s.
Yeah, it was an 80s thing originally.
And very corporate, kind of middle-aged woman type thing.
Newsreader.
So I was probably a bit sceptical of the colour analysis. But actually, my little swatch book, I still carry around, not every day, but I mean, if I go shopping, I know exactly where it is and I pop it into my bag and I always have it. Yeah.
And then we went shopping. So I built a shopping list. This is what I do for all my clients. So I'll edit the wardrobe, clear it out so I can really see what the gaps are. And then I'll give you like a comprehensive shopping list of things that we need to get, priority shopping list. We went shopping, we got those things. We refreshed your look, revamped your look. How do you think it impacted on you? Do you think it was... you know, how would you describe it, how you felt after?
I felt amazing. You know, I felt really amazing. And I got lots and lots of compliments as well, you know, from people at work, people who, you know, wouldn't ordinarily comment, but, you know, I don't just mean friends, but actual colleagues.
I remember
at
your
work.
Boss said something,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, and he said, "You look fantastic."
Yes.
In a nice way. And
not in a creepy way.
No, not in a creepy way, not at all. And so just loads of people. And I just couldn't stop looking in my wardrobe. You know, I remember for weeks afterwards, I just used to open my wardrobe doors and admire.
Brilliant. All the lovely clothes.
All these new outfits, looking at them and thinking and trying to remember, you know, what you'd said about what shoes I needed to wear and what I needed to mix and match and that kind of thing.
Putting the outfits together. I mean, the one thing I wanted to ask you as well is, now it is an investment of time and money working with a personal stylist. It's not cheap service, you know, you do have to invest time in it, you do have to invest money, but can you sort of explain
for me it's worth it on two fronts. So number one, even this week I wore a jacket, you know, the cream Nicole Farmer jacket,
that lovely
so
one,
we
yeah.
got that on that very yeah. first shopping trip. So that jacket's 5 years old,
yeah,
that was purchased on that first shopping trip. And I wore it again this week to work. I wore it one day to work with jeans and a black silky top. And
still felt good in it.
I felt great in it. And I had at least two compliments of that specific jacket. So the things I bought, you know, really good quality and last, you know. And I've still got lots of other things that we bought on that first shopping trip even as well. And I was a bad shopper in that when you get to a point on your shopping trip when you're really looking for an outfit and you can't find anything, I'd end up buying something that was ridiculously expensive, like a black Prada bomber jacket. Black. And a black bomber jacket's not really for me, my shape. And, you know, but I would have spent a good 800 quid on that, which is ridiculous.
Because you think that would solve your problem and you're frustrated.
I'm frustrated and think, well, if you know, and I would just, whereas when I went shopping with you, we did a mixture of the high-end high street.
Yeah.
As in the Mage, the Sandro, those kind of shops.
Yeah.
The Zadig and Voltaire.
Bit of Nicole Fari.
And then the actual high street, as in the Zara, the Top Shop, because I got that kimono, didn't I, as
from
well?
Top
remember?
Shop.
The pale green one with the tassels.
Oh, lovely, yes, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I think it's, I think sometimes I used to buy things not really thinking.
Right.
And it would be ridiculously expensive. So I have no doubt, whilst I spend a lot of money when I'm with Lisa in a one-off block.
In one go.
There's very little that I buy. I don't actually go shopping that often, in the sense of, you know, I've done my shop with Lisa, but then I don't go shopping every other weekend or anything silly like that, or even every month.
Because then you're sorted for the season. I think the thing is as well is that what I do is I look at the wardrobe as a whole. So rather than you know, grabbing bits and bobs here and there, we're shopping with intent, because I've created a comprehensive shopping list of the things we need. Right, your trousers are looking tired. You need some wide leg trousers, because this season it's all about wide leg trousers. You know, you don't have any exciting sparkle pieces, because at the end of the day, you can't be too serious about it. It's meant to be joyful, bring you joy, you know, opening your wardrobe, feeling joy like you described before.
Did, yeah.
And then, but wearing those outfits, getting ready in the morning and think, today is going to be a good day because I am empowered by wearing a good outfit.
Knowing that I don't have to wake up worried about it, you know, knowing that I'm not going to be fishing something out of my wardrobe and taking half an hour to think about what I'm going to wear, because everything is there, it's all lined up.
And worrying that you may have got your outfit wrong as well. Yeah. I think quite a lot of people, clients say to me that they worry that they're not shopping in the right places anymore. They don't know if they're putting their outfits together right because they've changed. You know, they've got older, they've got maybe changed job, they've become more senior. They're still dressing like an assistant perhaps, and they're now like, you know, a senior manager or whatever. So there's so many reasons, but it's sort of saving that time, isn't it? Right, which is crucial.
Yeah.
It saves you 10 minutes in the morning if you put an amazing dress on.
Yeah.
And then you skip out the door and get, you know, it's full of confidence.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's been, thank you so much, Heather, for talking to me today. Amazing. I'm looking forward to shopping with you again soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks.